You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Psalm 39, verse 4 to 5, and Psalm 90, verse 12. Psalm 39, verse 4 to 5. Lord, make me to know my end and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as an hand's breadth, and my age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Psalm 90 and verse 12. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Now, brethren, you know the scripture says, he said, Lord, make me to know my end and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Just imagine your brothers, your sister, your friend, those who have passed away. Imagine if they knew that they were going to live that short, what they would have done. I lost my best friend when I was in high school. I lost him in 2009. He had gone to be with the Lord. I wish I knew that he was going to die that early. Maybe we'll have spent much longer time together. It's still a death that pains me, even though I know he had gone to be with the Lord. But brethren, we also do not know our own days. I know many people that had dreams, that had plans. In fact, most people that dies, they have dreams and plans. They all think that they are going to live long and going to be old, but they are all gone. You need to know that life is short and take every day serious. Stop living as if you have many years to come. Look at what he says. He says, make me to know my end. You must live with eternity in view and your end in view. You must have those two perspectives the way you live your life daily. That a time is coming that you will step into eternity. And a time is coming when you are going to leave this world. It may look far, but I tell you, it's not far. We are growing old every day. We are hitting that number every day. He said further, he said, and the measure of my days, what it is. Did you know there are people on earth who know how long they will live? There are people whom God has revealed to when they are going to die. Do you know it's possible? You can ask God. I said, God, help me to know how frail I am. There is no time, brethren. There is really no time. It is deception for you to think that there is time. The devil is conscious that he had no time. He said he knows that his time is short. But you are thinking that your time is long. If the devil, who had been in existence before Adam, think his time is short, how about you that was born yesterday? And you are thinking that you have a long enough time. And you are thinking that, oh, this life you are going to enjoy. You know, when I see videos and I see young people, I see all kind of people, celebrity stars, living as if they are going to live forever. Sometimes I'm weeping for them. And in my heart, I'm like, this one does not know that his days are near. It is when you know this, there is a consciousness God can give you, a reality that life is short. I'm telling you, even if you are going to live up to 120, you think 120 is a long time. It's not a long time. There is a house that is close to my house, close to where I'm recording this as I'm speaking. The man, he did everything. He reached the pinnacle of his career. Everything you can imagine. Built a beautiful house, had wonderful children. All his children are abroad. He lived to 90. He lived to 90. I went to see him one day. He lived to 90, but he's gone now. His wife is gone. Do you know that house is there now? They've put for sale on it. The children are not interested in it. I could imagine when you look at their picture, there was a time this man was young. His wedding picture, when he married his wife, they too thought that they are going to live so long. Then they started having children. And before you knew what was happening, they are now in the clock 90s. And eventually, they had all gone home. Brethren, time is short. Stop boasting. Stop living life as if you are God. We are very frail. It does not take much. Within a moment, you can be gone. And that is it. You are gone forever. He said, teach us to number our days, that we may apply our heart to wisdom. It is when God teaches you and show you these things that you will live life. You know, Jesus, the way he lived,
He said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. For a time come when no man can walk. Jesus was conscious of this. He knew that his days was short. He knew his days. And so Jesus lived with that consciousness. He said, a time comes when no man can walk. A time is coming when you will not be able to do anything. Some of you are postponing so many things. All the wisdom God has given to you, all the resources he has given to you. I've seen men that they kept saying, oh, they are going to serve God. They are going to do this, but they are pursuing money. Now they have that money. They are getting older. Many of them are knocking the doors of 70, 80, 90. And I'm wondering, when are they going to do what they said they will do? They thought that life was so long that they have enough time. Now they are realizing that they don't have time. That is why it doesn't make sense for you to spend your time acquiring wealth in this world. Just for yourself. Not a purposeful wealth for the glory of God. You just want to keep acquiring this, keep acquiring this. When you don't know when you are going to leave it. The day my cousin died, I was shocked. Somebody we sat in the car together and we discussed. He told me all he wanted to do. He told me his plans. He told me some of the things he's about to step into. We had plans of the future. He had met with some senators. He had met with some governors. He has so much plans. And then all of a sudden, I received a phone call that he's dead. And that was the end. He left his children. He left his wife. He's gone. I said, I wish I knew he was not going to be this. It was going to be this short for him. Brethren, I pray that you will ask God for this wisdom to live with your end in view and eternity in view. We are frail. Did you know what he said in verse 5 of that Psalm 39? Do you know what he said? He said, verily, every man at his best is altogether vanity. At your best, good health, long life, everything is still vanity. Even Methuselah, we didn't meet him. How many of you know Methuselah? A man that lived above 900 years. Many of them lived above 900 years. But did you know that our generation did not even grow up to meet them, despite the fact that they lived that long? My brothers and sisters, on this side of life, time is short. Focus on eternity. May God give your heart wisdom. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.